year for December 22nd, 2010 is Cypher Sounds and Peter Rosenberg, the morning show on Hot 97. Now, I'm sure you've heard about the comment toward Haitian women that Cypher Sounds made last week, Friday, December 17th. I'm not going to repeat it because I would never let such hate come out of my mouthpiece, but I will let you hear it.
They're trying to stop the spread of AIDS in Haiti.
Condoms, I don't mess with Haitian girls, so I'm fine.
Now, that comment of hate was directed towards Haitians, specifically Haitian women. Cypher Sounds apologized, and in his apology, first thing he said was, I rep the West Indian community heavy. I say sock passe before all my parties. See, I'm from the South, so I know about hate directed towards ethnic groups. So when he said that he reps Haitians heavy and he says sock passe before all his parties, it was the equivalent to a racist redneck getting called out on being racist and saying to the people, I'm not racist. All my best friends are black. That's what that sounded like to me. First of all, if you rock with the Haitians heavy Cypher Sounds, you wouldn't even think, it wouldn't even cross your mind to spit such hate at a group of people who have suffered more than any other ethnic group I can think of in recent memory. Cypher Sounds, did you forget the earthquake that killed over 200,000 people and injured over 300,000? What about the cholera outbreak that has killed over 2,500 Haitians in Haiti since mid-October, Cypher Sounds? How can you be aware of these things and even fix your mouth to say what you said about Haitian women? Instead of trying to uplift, empower, and help, you kicking the beautiful Haitian people while they down. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Any person who would throw hate at the Haitians at any time, but especially at this moment in time, will throw hate at anybody. A person like this doesn't care about the people, period. And Cypher Sounds, your apology was forced. You didn't do it because you wanted to do it. You did it because it became an issue. It's some things you just can't apologize for, and this is one of them. It's like murdering someone and then turning to the family in the courtroom and saying, I'm sorry. It means nothing after the fact. I know your type, Cypher Sounds. I've heard people like you talk down about Haitians for years. I got a homeboy named Freddie G's from Haiti, and he told me yesterday, and I quote, it was people like Cypher Sounds making those kind of hateful comments that made him not claim his Haitian heritage when he was younger. It was comments like the one Cypher Sounds made that had him embarrassed to be Haitian. All you did was throw more fuel on an already existing fire, Cypher Sounds. Is that what you choose to do with your microphone? Is that what you choose to do with your platform? With great power comes great responsibility, and what you said was socially irresponsible. You say you care about the people, but I can't tell, dog. And your man, Peter Rosenberg, what type of sucky is he? I'm looking at his Twitter page yesterday, and less than 2 hours after the beautiful Haitian people finished protesting in front of Hot 97, he puts on his Twitter page, and I quote, bitch assness is at an all-time high today. I just want everyone to know that I see, hear, and remember all, and I always win eventually, end quote. Peter Rosenberg, what exactly was the bitch assness? Was it the beautiful Haitian people protesting in front of Hot 97? Was the bitch assness the offended people calling your station and sending you messages upset about the hateful comments that Cypher Sounds made? Saying that bitch assness is at such an all-time high today on the day Haitians are protesting in front of Hot 97 is the ultimate sign of not being remorseful, of being unapologetic, and of not being sensitive towards the feelings of the people. Now Hot 97 is suspended Cypher Sounds, and that suspension is such a joke because it's the holidays. I can almost guarantee he was going to be off anyway. Think about that, Haitian people. They so-called suspended a guy during the holidays. He was going to be off anyway. They don't care about the people, so why do we care about them? This has been an ongoing trend with Hot 97. A culture of hate has been cultivated on Hot 97, and obviously Hot 97 encourages the hate because they keep it going. They like the cameras in front of the building. They like seeing their logo on TV. They like generating this kind of controversy, and they don't care about who they hurt in the process. That's why Peter Rosenberg, on the day Haitian people are protesting in front of Hot 97, can get on Twitter and say bitch assness is at an all-time high. Peter Rosenberg, only time bitch assness is at an all-time high is when someone like you shows absolutely no remorse for the people who listen to him on a daily basis. Listen, man, I strive to remain sucker-free as you should, so I'm done with Hot 97 as you should be. You got an alternative, a station full of public servants, a station that cares about the people, a station that's going to uplift and empower people when they down, not kick them in the ass when they down, and that station is Power 105.1. Envy, Angela Yee, I've said all I got to say. You can continue on.
Enough said. It's The Breakfast Club.